the malingerer. Chukcha's father was senile when he died. Blessed deliverance. At the time of Chukcha's last illness, his father had 3 court cases going. The debts on his son's head were enormous. Chukcha grew thinner and thinner, though he ate, heaping big meals with his father when his father returned from work at evening. He was actually flopping his cuffs about on the table, flipping them into the gravy by mistake, whereupon his father, angered, cried, "Grow up!" But he didn't. He sat on 2 dictionaries, his neck twisting in his collar like a plucked chicken, shrunken, flattened out against the back of the chair, soaked heavy with fear, and only his eyes protruding. "Yes, yes, yes," he nodded, punctuating each of his father's commands with nods punctual as a metronome. After washing each dish, drying each dish, and putting each dish away, they would go out for walks each evening along Professor's Row, a group of fine houses where the educated resided. "Here I shall find my last home, the home of achieved ambition, of satisfied desire, the perfect joy of my objective," said Chukcha's father as he strode along past the well-tended homes, twinking occasionally with little lights. "Yes, yes, yes," Chukcha nodded between each crack and the little pauses or places left for him. Now and then there were great hot pipes that arose in the road. The hot waters rushed murderously through toward the ewe. Chukcha had a devil of a time trying to pass over the pipes, and his father often had to pick him up and carry him over. When they would return, his father would immediately open his law papers and begin work. Chukcha would rush down to his room, disconnect the light bulb, and prepare to go rigid on all fours with a cloth over his back, like a table, if his father should come down to his room. There were good reasons for this. One day, when his father was gone, Chukcha had grown very cold, was not permitted to turn up the thermometer, and so cut up his table and made a fire in the fireplace, curled himself up in a blanket, and sat before it all day. Right before his father returned from work, he cleaned out the fireplace, dumped the ashes in someone else's garbage pail, took off his blanket quick as a wink, rushed downstairs with it, pulled down the sash of his windows, rushed back upstairs, and met his father with teeth chattering. "It's a bit cold in here. Let's turn up the thermometer," said his father, rubbing his hands merrily like an English tavern keeper. "Yes, yes, yes," chirped Chukcha gaily. Well, one night in December, the Decemberish hell winds were tearing around the corner of the house. Chukcha's father felt the chill and decided to make a fire. However, he could not find any wood. "I'll just use that old table Chukcha never uses," he said. And with that, he leaped out of his chair, papers flying in all directions, leaped downstairs, tried to snap on the light, but the bulb was bad. Called for Chukcha's, but the little fellow was not there. So he chopped up the table and threw it into the fire. Ah,